Josh Davis of Hopkins County has been an Elvis tribute artist for quite a few years now. Recently, he's had success in one of the Elvis Tribute Artist Contest, and Josh talked about that and his busy performance schedule coming up on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Thursday morning.
Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest, and they do several preliminaries in several places. They just did one over in Japan that a Japanese guy won. That was pretty cool. You know, they've had them in there about twice. This will be like the third time, and then so far they've had them in Kansas City, Wichita, and now Biloxi, Mississippi, okay, that we just came from.
That's the one that you won on May 2nd.
First place.
In this preliminary contest, which is called an IP, to the Ultimate Elvis coming up later this
month. It's a ticket to the semifinals in Memphis, Tennessee, and my knees went out from under me when they called my name at first. I had no idea whenever Marcus from the Fever Band was doing the drum roll and Kurt was getting ready to announce it. And then when they called my name, I'm like, who?
See, the thing is that you're young, and a lot of the other Elvises have been at it longer than you have, and so they make their appearances, and it now is time for Josh Davis. This is the year for Josh Davis to win. You're just getting better and better in your performances. In fact, I think you're booked like the entire summer.
It's
somewhere every weekend.
I have to admit, it's been a great schedule this year. I have to really admit, it's really been a whole lot better year for me, and God's been very good to me this year, and we've been pretty much all over from Kansas City to Wichita, Kansas, to Hinton, Oklahoma, and then Tyler, Texas, that we did the Burger Grind franchise up there, and then so far the ones we got coming up is May 23rd, we do 1,000 Trails, a resort up in Emory, Texas, that we're doing. And then, of course, we got the Jamboree, which we always look forward to all the time.
That's going to be on June 20th.
June 20th, yes.
Riley Springs Jamboree. You'll see Josh on stage.
Yeah, and Haystacks will be there, too, the kids' choir. That's, you know, right. We don't want to forget them. And then June 27th, we're going to Willis, Texas, outside of Houston. And it'll be an event we're doing for Kroger's, actually. That's out in the football stadium, and the Fever Band will be there, so
wow.
I'll have a band behind me, and they're a fabulous tribute band out of the Dallas, Texas area, so they're just right up the road, and they do a fantastic job, and they're just amazing. Four guys, you know, two backup singers, just do a great job.
Well, later in the month of July, you're putting on something you have never done before.
It'll be the first time to Silver Springs, Texas, actually. We've done this show a lot of times, but it's never been here. You know, we've done it like in Round Top. We've done it at 1,000 Trails when we did it last year. But we've never recreated Aloha from Hawaii show here in Silver Springs. And that's something we are very excited about. And come to think of it, you're emceeing.
KSST News.